Hey, this is Larry Herbeck's Fox Lives Major Nelson. This is show number 169. I'm recording this on Sunday, April 2nd, 2006. Thank you for downloading my show. I promise it's going to be a quick one today. Had a few interviews lined up for this previous week that didn't happen. Got a few things that I was working on. Frankly, I just didn't have enough time, so I apologize. But I just want to jump in here. I am playing Oblivion. I talked about Oblivion a couple weeks ago that it really wasn't really wasn't doing it for me. Well, it is now. I what happened was is I started playing, and I have my notes here because I actually wanted to explain this to you guys. I was originally Argonian, which is one of the lizards, because I thought the lizard was cool, and I played through it, and I kept getting killed because I didn't have the right skills, and I was talking with some folks at work, and then I just went back. What was it? This past Friday night, I redefined my character. I made it a pure combat warrior with magic support. So I'm basically a male orc. My specialization is combat. My class attributes are strength and endurance. And I'm kicking ass. I finished the main quest, or one of the first in the main quest. This game is so deep. It's just mind-numbing. It's deep. It's just a very attractive game. So if you're into role-playing games, I know you're already playing it, so I don't need to worry about that. But I just want to let you know I've done the Oblivion thing, and I'm having fun with it. In fact, once I'm done recording this show, I think I'm going to play a little bit more of it. Let's see. It's also important to note that it's on GameRankings.com. It's the highest Xbox 360 game on Xbox.com, if that makes any... it's the highest Xbox 360 game on GameRankings.com. That's what I wanted to say. That's pretty extraordinary. It's up in the top, you know, I think it's like 15, 16, 13, depending upon how often they compute their rankings, it kind of jumps around, but it's pretty good, and everybody seems to universally like it, so I hopefully you guys are enjoying that and playing that. It's actually in the top 10 of the Xbox 360 games played, if I look at it through how I look at it through live, and I post that top 10 list each week, and it does include games that are, perhaps don't have multiplayer, but the games that are connected to live, and that's important. I think it's number 2 this week. Pretty good. Of course, Halo's number 1. A lot of people have asked me what the difference is, and I can't really tell you the difference, but I can tell you this. So we've got 20-plus million Xboxes out there, sold a couple million Halo copies, or maybe it's 3 million. I don't even know anymore. I haven't kept track. And there aren't that many. There's not 20 million Xbox 360s out there, so you know, you can kind of figure out mathematically that it's probably Halo 2 is probably fairly far ahead. So until more Xbox 360s come out. Speaking of which, I noticed I picked up a newspaper today, and the Best Buy ad in it, they call them FSIs, which are freestanding inserts. There's a little term for it. Those are those really glossy ones that they take, like, they work on them weeks in advance. Well, Best Buy has a huge Xbox 360, basically a full page talking about the Xbox 360 and how it's available. And I've been reading online that people have actually been going into Best Buy today and finding them. This isn't what do you guys like to call it? The wimpy ass core system. It's the full, you know, it's the real deal with the hard drive and the wireless controller. So if you're listening to this right now and you're looking for an Xbox 360, it may be time to swing into your local retailer, whether you're in North America, and that includes Canada, or perhaps even over in Europe. I'm sure they're also coming in Europe as well. And of course, Asia. And actually, welcome to our, you know, I talked about this last week, but, once again, a full hearty welcome to our friends down in Australia and New Zealand who now have their Xbox 360. And I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, because that's something really cool happened there. I talked about this on my show last week. Actually, I mentioned it twice. Kind of mentioned it in passing somewhere in the middle of the show. And then also way at the end of the show in my little secret after show piece that isn't a secret anymore because everybody listens to it. But, you know, we upgraded Xbox.com this week, which is really cool. You can now, on your friends list, you can actually go in and you can add remove, or I can add a friend, remove a friend, accept a friend's request. You can delete a friend's request, decline it, and do a couple other things there. So that's really, if you go to the My Friends section of my Xbox, once you're signed in, you'll see that there. And that's new functionality that we've provided. And, you know, I can't really say what's next plan for Xbox.com, but you guys are pretty smart and you can logically see where we're going. And that's all I will say. I have been fielding a lot of questions as to why the Xbox 360 dashboard hasn't been upgraded. And as you know, in the past, we are, you know, I've interviewed some folks in the past that have been on the show that talked about they're working on an upgradable dashboard, or excuse me, an upgrade to the dashboard, which includes some new features and so forth. And no, I can't tell you what those features are. But it's actually a lot harder to upgrade the Xbox 360 than obviously a website. On a website, you can go in and change some code around and so on and so forth. With the original Xbox, or excuse me, with the Xbox 360, it's a little more challenging. It has to go through some more testing, and we're doing it. We've made announcements that we've talked about the fact that the Xbox 360 dashboard is upgradable, and the team is working on it. I've seen the list, and I think you guys will be pretty happy. When's it coming? I don't know. So let's see what else we can go here. So let's see. Oh, I talked about Australia. Apparently they had the best launch ever for a console in Australia, the Xbox 360. So well done. And I knew we had a lot of support down in that area of the world, but I'm so thrilled to see that it's picking up speed and people are really happy about it and so forth. So cool. Let's see. The backcompat list was updated. I know a lot of people have been waiting on this. So the backcompat is the ability for your Xbox 360 to run original Xbox games in backcompat mode, and that list has been updated. We released an update this past week, and there's new games on the list. We've got Black, Star Wars Battlefront 2, World Soccer winning 11-9, and then there's some updated games, meaning what that means is that the team went in and they were able to get additional performance enhancements for some series of titles. That includes Dark Watch, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Half-Life 2, Fable, Fable Lost Chapters, Forza, Ninja Gaiden Black, SSX 3, Splinter Cell Chaos 3, Killswitch, and World Series Baseball 2K3. So that's what's going on there. Now, a lot of people have also asked, what do I need to get all the updates, or do I have to get them sequentially? No, if you just get the latest update, it includes all the updates from the previous times we've done it. So that's important to know. And I'm also working on seeing if I can get somebody from the backcompat team on my show to talk about it, because I know everyone has a ton of questions. Some people aren't really happy with the fact they waited a few months for three titles. Or why isn't X title on there? Why isn't Y title on there? And I've covered this in the past, and I urge you to go download a show that I did in, I believe it was December, with David Reed, who worked on that team. And David really talked about some of the things. It's not like we set out to make maybe winning soccer 11-9 compatible, but perhaps all the work they did around some other titles really allowed that work to happen very easily. So it's important to point out that backcompat is challenging. I mean, it's not like running backcompat mode for, you know, an emulator on your computer or on your PSP or something like that, because you have to remember, you've got to get basically full screen video, 5.1 audio, sometimes you have to do the multiplier if you're going to be on Xbox Live. So it's not just, all emulation is not created equal, and that's something that's very important to point out. So that's also, you know, then I talked about this last week or a few weeks ago, where some of the games kind of do things that aren't quite kosher in the game development space in terms of to squeeze just that extra ounce of performance out of a game. So they'll do certain things maybe just to, talk directly to certain processors or talk directly to a frame buffer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, it's not, those, when game makers do that, it's a little bit more challenging when you're trying to get them to run in backcompat mode. So I'll see if I can get somebody on from the backcompat team. That's something I definitely want to do. All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, this weekend, today is actually the last day of the free live weekend. And what that is, if you had a US-based silver account on your Xbox 360, you were able to play, you were able to do some free multiplayer for any Xbox 360 titles this past weekend for the past few days. And some folks have asked, well, how come it's only US-based? Well, because Verizon is a US-based company, and that's the market they were interested in looking at. You know, it can happen in other areas, and I'm sure it will eventually. But I want to point something out, is that it's not that we took the silver accounts and made them gold. It's that we basically flipped a little tiny bit that allowed them to get into multiplayer games in the Xbox 360. Now, there was some confusion, even though it was clearly spelled out, there was some confusion about people thinking, well, if I have a silver account, I can fire up my Xbox 360, throw in Halo 2, and then play. Well, no, it doesn't work that way, because the Halo 2 and any Xbox, original Xbox title, runs in backcompat mode, this emulation mode, and the original Xbox has no concept of the silver level account. So we can't do that. It's just, it doesn't exist that way. So again, it's not that we took your account and made it a silver account and made it a gold account. We basically flipped a tiny little bit that said, okay, you silver people, you can actually play multiplayer on Xbox 360. And since the original Xbox doesn't understand silver, it's just not something we can do right now. So sure, we're looking into it, maybe do that in the future, but that's not something we're able to do right now. All right. So hopefully you enjoyed your free live weekend, brought to you by Verizon. let's see. Another one regarding Xbox One games, and this is kind of a general question I get all the time, is why can't Xbox One games have achievements or show gamer score? Well, I think many of you probably know the answer to that is that they don't understand it. It's a foreign concept to them. And it's not like we can go back in and say, oh, here's a title, let's assign these gamer score of up to 1,000 and these different achievements. They just don't understand it. And that's also why they don't show up in your gamer card as a little tile, because there's no artwork associated with this. So it's a totally different paradigm. So the original Xbox games, they don't understand that. So that's kind of the answer there. It was last week, or maybe it was even 2 weeks ago. I don't even remember. But I did an interview with Laura and Tina, who used to work, you may remember them from G4 TV. Well, they're on this new show. They actually both work at Microsoft. And there's a new show, it's a web show called On10.net. And On10.net is brought to you by the same people that brought to you Channel 9. I know you guys are probably looking at Channel 9, which is kind of talks to developers and some geek speak going on over there. But On10.net is a little bit more broad, and I actually appeared on it about 2 weeks ago when we recorded the segment. It just aired this past Friday, and I'll put a link to that up on my blog. And that was actually a fun show. I went over there, we recorded. We actually have some studios on campus here at Microsoft, and I recorded them over there with the ladies, and I did a demo of this was when I was in my outfit phase, when I was loving the outfit, which I still love. But went over and kind of showed them the outfit demo, which was fun. So that's kind of cool. So you should check out On10.net. The other cool thing is you can actually subscribe in your iTunes and get it to their video podcasts. You can actually put them on your iTunes, and they're not that long. They're only a couple, 3 minutes. And every day they put out a new piece, a new segment. But you can actually subscribe to them and have them show up in your iPod if you've got a video iPod, or you can even take the video, and the video is already pre-formatted. There's a version pre-formatted for your PSP. So I highly, highly recommend that if you get a chance, if you're interested in doing that. So let's see. It is April 1st today, April 2nd, 2006, and we're getting close to E3. E3 is a month and a half away. E3 is the big Electronics Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles, California. And I believe it is it's the second week of May. I don't have my calendar open, so I'm sure you'll correct me. But E3 is coming up, and I was just over at IGN earlier today, and they put up a link to where they have a list of all the games that are going to be showing. I'm sure there'll be some last-minute entries, but these are the ones that are confirmed, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. I know I'm excited about E3. I'll be down there. We're bringing a whole team down from Xbox.com. I'll be blogging and doing that, but I'll also be up on some videos. I have some videos that I'll be hosting on Xbox.com and so forth. And we're probably not going to make those videos in the marketplace available because we shoot them at standard definition. And if you put it up into the Xbox 360 on marketplace and download it, they're just not going to look good. So we may do a high def version all the way, just kind of a wrap up at the end of the show. But that's kind of what we're thinking right now. Let's see, we talked about the Xbox 360s that are in stock, which is cool. I'll put a link up to Kotaku, has a, Brian and the crew over there at Kotaku have a link to a story on that. This was kind of fun. Monday or Tuesday, I was invited over to one of the folks that manage the Rockstar account, and into their office, and they had a build of the table tennis game. So I played that for about 20 minutes, and I got to tell you, I was surprised. I didn't know what to expect, and I went in, and it was actually a lot of fun. There's a lot of things you can do with the, you can put top spin and side spin and all the different spins on the ball, and it looked beautiful. It was a lot of fun. I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised, at how fun it was, and then. And I don't really want to say too much about this, but they're working on some really cool online elements, such that, all right, I'll tell you a little bit, such that you're going to be able to, they're going to be able to do some, maybe some brackets and so forth with people on your friends list and whatnot. So it look really cool. So stay tuned for that. That'll be a lot of fun. So it was a game that I was like, this really wasn't appealing to me too. I think I want to play this game. This could be a very fun social game. Let's see what else. Oh, so this was a story that broke this week, and I blogged about it. I don't think I blogged about it, but the UMD disc, which is the disc that people use in their PSP to play movies, specifically the movies, a lot of the movie studios are dropping it because they're just not selling. I mean, I know that you're going to find this hard to believe. And what's very important, as I want to point this out, is I talked about this. And for those of you who have been following my blog for a while at majornelson.com, for those of you who just kind of listen to the podcast, but for those of you who have been following my blog for a while, I actually talked about this. And when did I talk about the fact that UMD movies weren't going to do well? I'm just opening up my blog now. February 18th, 2005. So a year and, a month and a half ago is when I talked about this. And I'll put a link to my blog on that one. So we need to, let's step in the Wayback Machine for that one. But it looks like the people aren't going to be going for the UMD anymore. I'm sure, obviously they're going to use it for game formats on on the PSP. But as far as, movies, I'm sure Sony will continue to have all of their films, Sony Studios, Columbia TriStar and so forth. They'll have all their movies on it. But at the end of the day, a lot of the larger studios just really aren't interested in it. So, especially when I've seen all these hacks and these things you can do where you can just basically rip your DVDs and put them on there. So the writing was on the wall, people. Hollywood isn't too bright sometimes. All right, marketplace content for this past week. Some big pieces went up. First of all, the Outfit Picture Pack went up. And I actually, if you look at my gamer card, there's an image there that that was from the first Outfit Picture Pack. This is the second one. So if you look at there's a pinup girl on a bomb on my gamer card. That's from the Outfit, the original, the first Outfit Picture Pack. Also, this week, the Dynasty Warrior 5 Empires Picture Pack went out. And then two major, major multiplayer demos. Battlefield 2 Modern Combat demo went out, and the Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter demo went out. And both of those have multiplayer. I played both of them. I spent some time, obviously, for the free weekend, for the Xbox Live free weekend that I talked about a little earlier. I was in, Friday night I played some Gras. Maybe it was Saturday night. I don't remember. And then I also played some Battlefield 2 Modern Combat. That's a fun game. For those of you who have played with me, and there's a ton of you that have listened to the show that I have played with Halo and so forth. I love flying, so I like in Halo I'm always in the Banshee. That's kind of like my area. And in Battlefield 2, I want the helicopter. I was all about the helicopter, but damn, that is hard to fly. I mean, really hard to fly. I need to go to heli school or something. And then the other part that's fun is there is a. You can have people load into the copter with you, and there's kind of this belly shot where the person who's, so if I'm flying, there can be somebody in the bottom, and there's this other person that was flying, and I jumped in the plane the helicopter to shoot, and was in the belly of the beast. My God, I was getting sick because he was just all over the place. But that's a fun game. And the demo allows you to play two rounds, then it dumps you back out and you can go back in again. But that's going to be a lot of fun when that one comes out. And I think I'll get the final disc for that this week. So hopefully I can play a little bit of that and see how that is. Speaking of demos, I want to talk about this for a minute. A lot of people, and I talked about this probably about a month ago, where people, I was trying to explain the concept of demos, and a lot of the game manufacturers, publishers and developers, they'll talk to a magazine like OXM or some gaming magazines that go to print weeks and months, literally months before a release date. And so their information tends to be a little bit sketchy because getting a demo out is really challenging. It's very easy for us to move the pieces onto the server. That's not the hard part. The hard part is getting the demo in, making sure it works. I mean, all the stuff that's like with a game. Making sure it's past certification, making sure that everything works fine. And a lot of people got really upset because there was some talk about the Ghost Recon demo that was supposed to come out on a specific day. The Battlefield 2 Modern Combat was supposed to come out on a specific day. And then people just got, they got downright indignant and angry when it didn't come out. So when that happens, that's a good reason why game developers and so forth and publishers don't, and frankly I won't, don't like to release dates, is because of the insidious the misunderstanding about how well, I saw this date, so it's got to be true. Well, unfortunately, sometimes dates move around. That's just the nature of this business. So giving a release date for a game is just way too tenuous, and that's why companies don't like to do it. And they've tried to do it before. Sometimes they gamble so that they can try to communicate to their customers, but it just doesn't happen. And then so you can respond, well, if it's okay if it's not going to come out on this date, well, tell us when it will come out. Well, sometimes we don't know. So that's really not cool. So that's just really what the deal is with that. It's a little challenging. Also, if you're having, I want to also point this out. I mentioned this in a previous show. If you are having trouble downloading things from the marketplace, please go up to Xbox.com. I'll put a link on my blog to, the post that I had about having slow marketplace downloads. Our connectivity team is doing some tests to try to figure out what ISPs are giving us some issues. So if you can go up there and fill out the quick little form, then you can go through that. So. One of the team members that I work with on Xbox, actually she's on a different team, she's on the technical writing team, but she writes a lot of content for Xbox.com, is Elle. And if you haven't checked out Elle's blog, and I'll put a link on my blog for that, it's kind of cool because she's got really down and dirty, straightforward how to use different features for the Xbox 360 console, and it's great. And she wrote a recent post about notifications, and notifications are great. When you're plugging your Xbox 360 and you're playing and you get this little sound effect. Right, that's a notification. So I'm basically going to lift off her blog post right here and read it to you, but I don't know if you know this, but there's over 20 standard notifications. The notification is that when you hear the little sound, and the achievement unlocks, that's a notification, or when you see something like Major Nelson is online, or please reconnect the controller, those are notifications. So one of the things to point out is that the standard default position for the notifications is in the bottom of the screen, in the center of the bottom of the screen, the display. But game developers, you probably notice this, it's probably been in for different games depending upon when you unlock an achievement or so forth, it appears in different areas. Game developers can actually control one of, I think it's six areas, three along the top and three along the bottom, where they can do it so it doesn't kind of collide with their UI, their user interface. It's also important to point out is that when you do get the notification, it actually lights up. If you look at the notification on screen, the little quadrant, the ring of light, will actually be lit up according to which one. So the upper left-hand corner, if it's player one, if you've got more than one player playing, it also lights up the quadrant, the person whose controller it is. So if I'm player two and I have a friend that logs in, or if I've got two controllers on and I'm the second controller, when somebody logs on my friends list, it will actually show up on screen and then my controller will start blinking, the second quadrant will start blinking. So... It's also a fun point is that, if you look at, there's little icons too, we call it Wedgie Man, the Wedgie Man icon, or a friend icon. Internally, we call him Wedgie Man. You'll see Wedgie Man, there's different icons for the different notifications, but also they're context sensitive. So when you see if I'm on your friends list and Major Nelson comes online, if you press the guide button at that point, what will happen is the guide will slide out from the left-hand corner, and it will be contextual. Have all my info. It'll have Major Nelson at the top. You can send me an invite, start a voice request or voice chat session, so on and so forth. So that's give feedback, of course. So that's kind of cool. Is that a lot of people may or may not know is that it's context sensitive, and that's also kind of cool. And the internal nickname for this, and I'll put this on her blog as well, is they're called Toast. When the toast pops up, that was actually I think ripped off from the MSN Messenger team, because the Messenger team, when that little thing, when you have Messenger installed on your computer and you're sitting at your PC and you see so and so is online, that's called a toast, because it makes more sense on Messenger, because it's toast, just kind of pops up. A lot of people may not know this. But a quick way of kind of turning notifications off is if you go into your online status and set it to busy. So what you do is you go into the Xbox guide and go to personal settings, and it's right at the top there, set your online status to busy. It will actually basically take all of your setting notifications and turn them off. And that's session dependent. So if you restart your Xbox 360, it will actually get you back online. So that's important. Just thought you'd get a kick out of that. And so you should check out Elle's blog. She's got lots of cool stuff up there. All right. It's time for, going to wrap up, because I said it was going to be a quick show this week. And you're probably asking me, why is it a quick show? Probably one of the reasons why it's a quick show is that normally, my wife has a job and she travels very frequently, and she happens to be home today, so I'm going to go spend some time with her. So she was actually watching me playing Oblivion the other night and really got into that. So I'm hopefully I can get her hooked on Oblivion, which would be cool. All right, so it's time to wrap up the show. So here is everyone's favorite feature, Name the Game. Here is the Name the Game sound clip from last week. All right, here it is. So apparently that was a lot harder than I thought, because only about three or four people got that right. And that was, of course, King Kong on the Xbox 360. And the person who I drew out who answered it correctly, his gamertag is Blitz5, B-L-I-T-Z-Z-5. Congratulations, you got yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset, and a little bonus this week, I'm throwing in a Plantronics X30 headset, which has been newly designed for the Xbox 360. So you get two headsets, the old school Major Nelson one and the Plantronics X30 headset. So congratulations and thank you to Plantronics for coming through with some cool prizes. Right on. All right, so here is this week's Name the Game. And for those of you that are new, if you just download this from iTunes, and I know it's on the front page of iTunes this week, so I know I have a ton of new listeners, but I play a sound clip from an Xbox or an Xbox 360 game. And it could be one, from, you know, it could be either. And you guess what it is. You send me an email. My email address is major@xbox.com. And then you put the subject line, you put name the game, colon, and then what you think it is, what your guess is. You only get one guess, and then put in your gamer tag in the body. And then you email that to me. Very simple. I take all the correct answers and throw them into a drawing, and you could win just like Blitz5 did. So here is this week's Name the Game sound clip. Arguably, that's also a little bit harder than normal. So if you think you know what that is, send me an email. major@xbox.com is the address. In the subject line, please put name the game, colon, and what your guess is, and I'll enter you into drawing to win some cool Plantronics stuff. So thank you for that. Also, other ways to get in touch with me, you can direct dial me, 425-705-MAJOR, 425-705-MAJOR on Skype. My username is Major Nelson. Those are voicemail-only lines. So, you know, like I did on my last show, if you're a few weeks behind or if you just, this is your very first show, swing back a couple weeks and you'll see me taking some calls and so forth from the phone line and Skype. So make sure you take a look at that. All right. Wrapping it up now. I've gone about 30 minutes, which is a lot longer than I thought I'd go sitting here yakking away. But thank you for downloading this through iTunes or if you just download the WMA, however you got it. For the complete Major Nelson experience, please check out my blog at www.majornelson.com. Look forward to having some folks over there. And also, don't forget, if you need secured and assured hosting, please check out our friends at Centricom. They host my blog as well as all the media files. They've been good to me, and I'm sure they'll be just as good to you. So this is Larry here of Xbox Live's Major Nelson saying, have fun, play fair. I'll talk to you next week, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye. One thing I didn't say in the show is, because I'm sure people get upset at me, is I hate April Fool's Day. I really do. I mean, I just don't understand it. I think it's silly. I just do not like April Fool's Day. I mean, really. It's like, I don't know. It begs for all the amateurs to come out and do silly things. I don't understand it. What are you guys playing? What are you looking forward to? Hopefully some new arcade games will come out this week. I don't know what the list is there, but I'm up for some new arcade games. I got to get myself out of Oblivion. I feel sucked in. Do you feel sucked in? I totally feel sucked in. I can't stop playing it. What am I done with? One of the quests, for God's sakes? Maybe two? And I know there's like hundreds of quests, it feels like. Do. All right. Yeah, I gotta go spend time with my wife. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.